Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9932, catalog number 9932. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
9:1-2. Psalm 29:1-2. We're also going to read 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and the first verse of 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and the first verse. It says, Psalms 29:1-2. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Give unto the Lord. Told you three times in them two verses. Give unto the Lord. Strange thing asking us to give him something. He already owned everything. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 7th chapter, the first verse. Second Corinthians 7 chapter and the first verse reads, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We've been preaching on this message for 18 Sundays. The same scripture. 18 Sundays. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Too often we waste our time in worship. I know some of the visitors don't know why, but the reason we doing this, because God told me to tell them New Bethlehem to clean up. When I first started on talking about don't waste your time in worship, I am at these 18 Sundays, haven't got to the do God yet. Give glory to what? Do Him. I may finish that tonight, but right now we're still dealing around with cleaning up. Cleaning up. And some of you may don't know why this is all about. We got these scattered around, throwing our trash in here, getting rid of hate, backbiting, strife, and whoremongering, shacking up, and homosexual. Throwing all that junk in here. Told me to tell them don't care it over yonder. Clean yourself up. Flesh and spirit. Perfecting holiness. Perfecting holiness. God is a holy God. Listen. We want to run with God, but we don't want to act holy. You see, you can't hang out with God unholy. You can't hang out with Him. And the preacher left him saying on last week, you got to leave the crowd. You missing your blessing because you're running with the wrong crowd. So you can't run with the devil crowd and be in good standing with Jesus. They just don't work together. And we got to stop fooling ourselves. Got to stop fooling yourself. Got to stop fooling yourself. You can't walk with God in your mess. I don't care how you feel like you got it down pat. How I can handle it. You ain't walking with Christ. Christ ain't going to hold hands with no preacher, deacon, and nobody else in his mess. So he said, clean up yourself. Hallelujah. And we stopped on last week dealing with, I believe there's a degrees of hate. That's right. Degrees of hate. I believe that. There's a one and a two. And the worst one is when you hate Christ. When anybody hate Christ, it ain't no hope for him. That's the worst kind of hate. Well, Reverend Walker, I love Christ. Well, if you love Christ, you'll obey Christ. Y'all got me? See, if you love, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. You will keep my word. If you love me. And when you look around and see in churches, it's so many folks don't love Christ. They lack Christ, but they don't love Christ. Hallelujah. You got to love Him. That's how you find out. They're reading so much of uncommitted Christians because they don't love Christ. So when you hate truth, you hate Jesus. When you hate the Bible, when you hate truth, when you hate for the preacher to tell you the truth, you start to hate him, but it's not the preacher you really hate. It is Jesus you hate. Hate will kill you. Hate will give you heart attacks. hate will upset your stomach. Your rheumatism will never get well if you keep on hating. Hate will make you look bad. Hate put wrinkles in your face quick. Hate don't let you sleep at night. Although you're on a water bed and still can't sleep. Hate will kill you. And anybody hate, they go against the whole constitution of heaven. You got to love folks. That's what we're dealing with on last Sunday. We got down to the second hate when you can't stand your brother. But yet still you say you love Jesus. Yet still you say you know the day and the hour I met him. But evidently you don't forgot something. I mean that. So you got to love peoples. You got to get straight with people before you get over yonder. If you going over yonder. We want to hate folks and still talking about, I'll meet you over yonder. What yonder are you talking about? You got to love your brother and your sister here. That's being so many times. We waste our time in worship because we come in here hating people. And you can't worship a holy God hating your brother. Can't do it to save your life. Got to love folks. We're scared to love our enemy. When Jesus told us to love your enemy. He said that, didn't he? Pray for your enemy. Bless your enemy. Why are we scared to do it? We are afraid God really gonna bless them. And deep within, we don't want them blessed. See, you got to be real with God. He already knows our hearts. See, just go on and do what the Lord said do. And when God said love your enemy, don't be afraid to love him. When you love your enemy, what you're doing, you're putting your enemy in the hands of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And when you put your enemy in the hands of the Lord, how can he get out of God's hand except he let him out? He can't get out. He can't do nothing to me because he's in God's hand. And if he can get out of God's hand, I'm going with somebody who got some hands he can't get out of. We carry hate too long in church. What happened 50 years, you're still hating so-and-so in 15 years, 30 years, and get rid of that mess. You're hurting your own self. You're stunning your own self. You're stopping your own blessing when you hate folks and claim you've been born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Love of God will get hate out of you. I don't care what nobody says. Y'all can't sing up there and God get glory in your hating. Y'all know that, don't you? Y'all know that. You can sing loud and folk can shout. And you up there hating. You know what God said? I hope she shut her mouth. I hope he shut up because it's making me sick on the stomach. See, you can't praise God, you can't worship God, you can't talk to God till you get straight with your brother. And that's why we waste our time, a lot of time, in worship. And God told me to tell you, don't take that mess over yonder. We're leaving all trash over here. Hallelujah. I find out something, New Bethlehem. I find out something. in these last days trying to bring God down to our standards. We're trying to pull God down to our level. Instead of trying to reach God's standard. Instead of trying to reach God's level, we're trying to bring him down to our. I do what I lack. It's all right with God. Them lies. God will not move. He's going to stay just where he said he's going to stay. He said live holy. He ain't taking nothing no lesser. He said live righteous. I don't want nothing no lesser than that. He said live godly. I don't want nothing lesser than that. Our job is trying to reach that level. Hallelujah. That's the target, Brother Hutchison. Uh-huh. See, our target as Christian is hit the mark of holiness. Amen. That's what you ought to be shooting after. Amen. I'm shooting after righteousness. Amen. I'm shooting after godliness. Amen. I stumble sometimes, but I get right back up. Amen. I'm still going at holiness. Amen. I fall sometimes, but I'm getting right back up. My eyes still on holiness. I ain't going to lose focus on holiness and godliness. I mess up sometimes. But when I get up, Lord, forgive me. I'm not going that way. I'm still looking for godliness. That's my focus. That's my focus. God ain't going to come down to our level. You'll die and go to hell looking for that. He's going to stay just where he is. He can't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his word is good to all generations. You ain't going to change it no way you try. I don't care what these late folks doing. Changing God's word all kind of way. But God's word ain't have moved yet. You doing the moving, but he have moved. Lord have mercy. So we're trying to bring God down to our level. And I stopped on last week also telling y'all how the devil fooled us. How we hate God's way. When you hate God, you hate his way. Ain't that right, y'all? And I told y'all, we read the scripture about the broad gate and the narrow gate. There's a narrow gate. One got to go in at a time. The broad gate, everybody can go in at the same time. But the narrow gate, you see, you got to be fixed up before you get in that one. And the Bible says that very few going to find the narrow gate or the narrow way because we love the broad way. We love what the world doing out there. And that's the broad way. If the world say all right, we say it all right. But those who are in the narrow way, they ain't going that way. They following Jesus. Because in narrow, we don't want to give up. Oh, hallelujah. Just like, that's a narrow little path right there. That's a narrow little path. And if the city come and catch us like this, they may run us out of here too. But it's a narrow path, ain't that right? That's a narrow path there. I'm going to use that as the straight gate. Notice it ain't got no curves, no corners. It's just straight. Hallelujah. A fat person can't get through that. See, you got to trim yourself. See, anytime you get to the narrow gate, you already got a pack on your back. You already got a handful of everything. You got to drop this stuff. Everybody get there got a handful of mess. Boy, boy, boy. This is I'm kind of crazy, y'all. Y'all don't know me, but I'm kind of. They know. They, my folks know me. Now. See, everybody that go to the narrow gate, they got some. Brother, you got some. You got some belongs to the devil. You got some hate, backbiting, homemonging, shacking up, or homosexual. You got some. A liar, you got some. And you loaded down with it. And when you get there, you know, now somebody told you about the narrow gate. You get there. I want to go. No more crying up there. Nothing but a harder, harder. Every day is Sunday. I want to go, Reverend. All right, I tell you about it, you spot it. You look down there. I can't get through that with all this. I can't make it. I look like I see it happen too, but I can't. But I got this stuff now. I got my gal. I got to kill her with me. I can't. Got my gal. I know I'm married, but I've been had this woman 15 years. Okay. Heaven look good to me. I've been going with this man 45 years, and we grew up together. I just didn't marry him, but I thought of coding him after I got married. That man bought me a car. I can't drop him to save my life. That's what's wrong with us. You got to share that stuff before you go down yonder. Mess. You can't carry that mess with you. And that means we don't want to go down a narrow gate. We hate to get rid of a mess. Folks rather die and go to hell than to get rid of mess. That means Jesus said, how hard it is for a rich man to be saved. Because riches that stand between him and the narrow gate. He hated to get on his knees. Like a camel going through the eye or a needle. Talking about, he was looking at Jerusalem gates. It was narrow. Camels got them big old backs and humps on their back and pack on them. And before they go in that city, they got to strip. And then after stripping, because it's so low, they got to get on their knees. They get inside of the gate. He too proud because he got money. He ain't going to bow. You'll die and go to hell. You got to get little if you're going to follow Jesus. Pride going to cause a lot of folks to go to hell. You got to drop that stuff. That means folk love the broad gate. And devil just deceiving folk going and coming. And I told y'all, getting them stripped and dealing with nothing but false preachers and real preachers. I'm telling you, go down and navigate. Hell, false preachers say, come and have your fun. Do what you want. Come and get rich over here. You know you ain't going to get rich. Stop fooling yourself. You ain't making but $10 an hour. How in the world are you going to get rich? And I'm not criticizing. You know you ain't going to get rich. If you're making $30, you ain't going to get rich. Just fooling, brainwashing folks. They're fooling to come to the broad gate. And the broad gate lead nowhere out but hell. I may not have what the rich man have when it comes down to material things. But material things didn't save me. Not only
didn't not save me, but I got somebody who able to supply my need according to his riches and his glory. I ain't got to have no $900,000 house. I can't do but sleep in one room. He give me what necessary for me to live. I may not have a Jaguar. Yes, I got a Plymouth. And in 1940. Oh, you can catch 1920. But I'm still getting there. I'm still moving. That's where you got to think. I got something going to last. But your Jaguar, your big house on the hill with your swimming pool got you crazy as a basketball. All that stuff's gonna perish. I got something on the inside of me. Although I ain't got what you got, I got a joy. Unspeakable joy. I got a joy to make me get happy in the midst of my trouble. I got a joy when the doctor said I ain't gonna get well. I still can say hallelujah. I got some money came out. I got some money came back. Stop holding your head down. Because you're looking across the street at the Joneses. Forget about the Joneses. You got something that Jones needs. I know he's showing out. Because you come out there with a 1940. I know he's showing out. He come out with his 1999 and looking good, three or four cars. He want to show out on you because you're the child of God. He won't say, you got a poor God. Now, let me get my shout over. He just don't know who I know. See, this world is not my hope. My hope is in Christ. Yeah. He promised me something. Yeah. And after a while, I'm going to get everything he promised. Yeah. You may not never get a diamond ring. You may not never get no gold. Yeah. Don't you worry about it. Yeah. One day you're going to walk on this stuff. Yeah. Yeah. The streets is pure gold. A Mercedes Benz going to look like a rusty tin can. For what God got waiting on you. And this the key of following Jesus. Can I still have joy? And ain't got what the Joneses got? That's the key. The devil offers you everything. Notice the devil always offering you something. Always want to give. Watch the devil. Always want to give you something. Want to give Jesus something? He called a lie on Job. You got all that stress around you. There's always things. Things will lead you to hell. You put your trust in Jesus. Sometimes a lot of pastors, all they preach about getting rich. Ain't nobody gonna get rich but them who talk about it. Nothing but the one preacher, that's the one going to get rich. Because he's sucking off the members. And trying to make them members look bad. Everybody ain't got the same education. Everybody don't have the same ability. Everybody ain't going to make the same money. Brainwashing folks. God told me if I just do right. Seek ye first the kingdom. to righteousness. All of these things shall be added unto you. If you obey God, God knows he'll take care of you. You ain't got to steal. You ain't got to sell no drug. It may look bad, but I dare you to stand right there. God will make the enemy feed you. And a lot of folk, they look down a narrow road. Uh-huh. You hate to leave their thing.
Yeah.
Or you can say that stuff, anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They hate to drop it.
Uh-huh.
They hate to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Always remember that stuff. It ain't yours anyway. Listen. And that Jaguar you got, somebody else gonna drive it.
That's it. You're right. All right.
That Mercedes, somebody else gonna drive it. Somebody else gonna wear them alligators. Them snakes. And sometimes be snakes and snakes. But when you got Jesus, oh, let me shout again. Let me shout again. When you got Jesus, I ain't worried about no house. Anybody can live in it. I got another house, not made with hand, but eternal in the heaven. I got another house. Folks hate to give up this mess. They'd rather die and go to hell.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Folks selling drugs in the basement everywhere else. And you trying to keep up with them.
Yeah.
Just got to read. Don't worry about the wicked man who prosper in his own way. In his own way. Not God's way, but his way. And his way can be anything. And some of these pastors and preachers just brainwashing folks. Sucking everything they can out of them. God, I know y'all from Mississippi, folks, but you ain't got to go to Mississippi. The Gamma East. I said, you ain't got to go to Mississippi, the Gamma. My God shall supply my need. When you gamble, you ain't got no trust in your God. And God ain't give you no money to gamble it off and take chances with it. And I told my folk, go out there and win $10 million. Don't bring Nan here.
That's right.
I said, don't bring Nan.
Amen.
God is able to take care of folks who live right. I ain't got to do nothing wrong for God to take care of me. God able to take care of me. If he ain't able to take care of me, I'm finding somebody who's able. Folks just being brainwashed. Get your Bible. Where am I read at? Got to wake him up. He worked last night. Bless his heart. See, when you don't get the doctrine of God, and bring another doctrine, that's another way. That's not Jesus' way. And I told y'all, the Satan's biggest business is religion, not crime. His biggest business is religion. That's when you come back with that next verse, 15 verse, hollering, saying, you know, that beware of false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Wide gate, narrow gate. Now, beware of what? False. Because we got some standing at the broad gate saying, do what you want.
That's right.
Some at the narrow gate say you got to be born again. False prophets, false teachers, they're everywhere. Everything jumping up preaching now. If a duck jumps, quack, quack, Jesus, quack, quack, you'll follow him. You get it, follow him. Folks follow anything now. They don't care what they follow now. Better not let a little fire come out of his mouth. They'll say, goodbye, Jesus, come on, duck. They'll follow anything. In these last days, folks follow anything. You better know who your maker is. Because we got a lot of ships sailing down the sea. Don't but one go upstream. That's the one Jesus is captain on. He go against the stream, against the waves. And you better check out the captain. Everything's a heaven bound, ain't going to heaven. You got to not to check the ship out, you better check out the captain. And sometimes we just go join churches because they got a lot of ministries. You better check out the pastor. I said, you better check out the pastor. He the one supposed to watch over your soul. Before you get on any ship, you better check the captain out. You better look at him. See if he got any bones around his head. And see if he... check his hands out and see if he got any scars in his hand. And check his feet out and see if he got any holes in his feet. And check his side out and see if he got a hole in there. And if you don't find that, you better jump off the ship. If a preacher don't talk about Jesus, you better leave that place. Folks follow anything. All these false preachers around here, you just jump up and follow anything. Churches everywhere, in the basement, everywhere, on the corner, in a little house, Lulu Church, Jaja Church, and all the kind of everything. Jump the road church, any kind of church. Turn to Romans 16. Look at Romans 16. 16, 17, and 18. Chapter 16. 17 and 18. Now watch this. Folks, do anything. We've got false preachers everywhere. You've got to watch the doctrine that they teach. That's how you tell. If it's not the doctrine of Christ, it's not of Christ. If it's not the word of Christ, it's not of Christ. Romans 16, come on, read for me, brother.
Now, I beseech you, brethren.
Yes, sir.
Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine.
Y'all see that? Contrary to what? To the doctrine. Contrary to what?
The doctrine.
Contrary to what?
The doctrine.
Contrary to the doctrine. Talking about the doctrine of Christ. The Bible said mark them. They cause what? Division. You got to watch folks in the church. That kind of break peace. That's a devil. The Bible said what? It said what?
Mark.
Get your chalk and what?
Mark.
Mark him. I don't care if he's saying in the choir. I don't care if he's in the pulpit. I don't care if he's on the digger bowl. You better mark him. The Bible said mark him. First thing, he goes, you judging. No, I'm not. I'm just checking out fruit. I'm a fruit inspector. Hallelujah. Because when we get over yonder, I'm going to keep my chalk with me. I'm going to let it rest right now because we're getting straight. Isn't that right, y'all? When I get over yonder, I'm going to start marking folks. Because you're going to leave that mess where? Here. Read on, brother.
Contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned,
yeah,
and avoid them.
Avoid them. Avoid them. You're dealing with false folks. You've got to lead the crowd. Birds of the feather flock together. There was some duck going north one day. And one, while they were flying, one looked down and saw some tame ducks. And when he saw them tame ducks, he said, I believe I'll stay until they come back. He went down and got mixed up with the tame ducks. Stayed there a whole year just doing what tame ducks doing. And then the next year they came back. He looked up and saw them going back. He tried to fly and couldn't fly because he was tame. Birds of the feather flocks together. You got to lead the crowd, brother. Folks will mess you up out yonder. Read on, brother. That's all of it. Okay, read it.
For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ.
Isn't that now?
But their own belly.
Who read that? They what? They're what? Their own belly mean material thing. They in there just to get fat like big rats. That's right. See, they're brainwashing their folks in the church. We got a lot of preachers messing folks up just for themselves. They don't love nobody's soul. A real preacher loves folks' soul. I don't have to scheme for God to take care of me. He promised to take care of me, but I'm got to act right. Reverend Walker ain't never took a penny of your money. Been here 21 years. Can steal all kind of money. I wouldn't dare take a dime. God take care of me. I ain't got the trick to get over. I ain't got to scheme no money at you. He promised to take care of me. Can't brand me. Haven't right been ever since been trustee of the tread. He can't say I ever took one penny from him. That he read that. Can't say I took one penny. I ain't got to do it.
Amen. Amen, Pastor.
He promised to take care of me.
Yes, sir.
I'm not here preaching that God can do anything but fail, and I'm scared to trust him.
That's right.
Yeah. But folks just out there for their own what? Belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send me this. Send me that. Here your cloth come. Here you that come. I'm not bragging. We on 60 radio station. On one other, on no station, we never ask for a dime. Never. We never told nobody to send us nothing. And they ain't bragging about that. I give God the glory. Never. Sometimes it's been 30 minutes trying to get a dollar. Just preach the word. God able to take care of his own work. When you lift Jesus' name up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. And he'll take care of you. You ain't got to steal nothing to get over if God knows you've been saved. Got to sell no drugs. You say you've been born again. You ain't got to go to Mississippi. And you're trying to get to New York in Alabama. Watch some of y'all vote for it. Then you're going to catch hell shut up if you've been born again. That's when you're going to start catching some hell. Look how quiet it got. You tell when you hit a soul, you know. They be hollering, yeah, 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 yeah. You hit a soul, it get dead as a hammer. You through? Read on, brother.
And by good words and fair speeches.
Look at that. Hold it there. But how they going to get you? By what now?
By good words and fair speeches.
How they scheming y'all? By what?
Good words and fair speeches.
How they scheming y'all? By what?
Good words and fair speeches.
Just what you want to hear. Can talk well. See, I spit a bird right now. I told the Lord I couldn't talk when he called me. Uh-huh. You know what he told me? You can say what I said, can't you? Right. I said, yes, sir. I'm the big word, he said. Right. You just tell him what I said.
Amen.
But fair word, folks, ain't been born again, ain't been called by God. They ain't got no trust in God because they never don't know even know God. So they got to scheme their way. With fair words. Flattering words. And folk love words. And don't even understand them. And don't understand it nowhere. Just cause something they never heard before. Got to go home and look it up. Jesus ain't never said nothing. You got to go look it up. If he bring a parable, you can't find nothing to look that up anyway. He opened that up to folks who love him. Big words. They ain't hitting on nothing. Simple words. Jesus taught simple and plain. Where the least can get it. We trying to show ourselves what we know. Read on, brother. Hallelujah.
Deceive the hearts of the simple.
Y'all see that? Deceiving folks. God Almighty. I'm going to let you all in a few minutes. I got a few more minutes. Okay? Now get your Bibles, if you will. Look at 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6. We still dealing with folks scheming you. 1 Timothy 6, 3 through 11. God Almighty. Let the word talk for itself. See, when the word be read, the devil get in a cone and can't move. The word pin him up against the wall. He can't move but just tremble. Can't touch the word. Read now, brother.
If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ,
God Almighty,
and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud. Knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words,
God Almighty,
whereof comes envy,
yeah,
strife,
God Almighty,
railings, and evil surmisings,
yeah,
perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds,
listen,
and destitute of the truth,
don't know no truth, period, because we got another doctrine, not Jesus' doctrine. Now watch that doctrine. Keep on.
Supposing that gain is godliness.
Hold right there. So what? Supposing that what? Gain is what? Supposing that what? Gain is what? Godliness. See, watch folks now. Girl, the Lord best in you. Yeah, girl, look what I got. That's not godly. Because you got some thing, that don't make you godly. Supposing gain make you godly. No, you not godly. Suppose they teach this. And folks brag on what they got. Jesus, listen to this. Jesus did not come here to make you rich.
Amen.
Not money rich, but spiritual rich. Amen. Listen, watch this now. Watch how simple it is. You can catch it just as easy right there. Folks was rich when Jesus got here.
Amen.
Folks was already rich. He come to give us something the world can't give us.
Amen.
And he was poor anyway. I know your hymns that he wasn't poor. He was poor. Foxes got holes. The bird got nests. But the Son of Man got nowhere to lay his head. Everything he used, he borrowed it. Need a woman to be born in, she borrowed her. Want to pay his taxes, he had to go to the fish's mouth. Want to ride in Jerusalem and make go if he was the king, you know. Want to ride in style, he had to go borrow somebody else ducking. He wanted to lunch out in the deep, he had to get in somebody else's ship. He wanted to be in an upper room, he had to go borrow an upper room. And somebody had to put him in somebody else's grave. That rich man come running to him and saying, said, Master, I'll follow you whatsoever thou goest. He said, the fox is now. That's what it meant. That really told him that. He was following Jesus, wanted to follow Jesus for the wrong thing. That reason Jesus told him the fox had got hold. Jesus said, nah, I ain't got nothing, bro. I'm broke. I'm poorer than a fox. I'm poorer than a bird. If you want to go with me, come on. No, he didn't want to go because he was coming for the wrong motive. And a lot of folk following Jesus for fishes and loaves right now. Because he gave me a house. He gave me a house, but won't he take it? Got nothing? Folks around and brainwashing folks? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about disciples. Now, he had 12 disciples, wasn't now rich. They didn't have nothing. Peter and John went to the temple one day. Lame man sitting there. Been there ever since somebody able to bring him there. They asked for some money. He said, we ain't got no money. We broke. But such as we have, give out thee in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. We ain't got no money. Look, watch this now. Common sense. Why? Common sense. Common sense. Common sense. Common sense. Common sense ought to have told you if Jesus come to make us rich, look like, he ought to at least left his disciple 2 or 3 million. They was broke. Jesus come up to give us something man can't give us. Read on. Put my time run out, because this is my last sermon on this. We're leaving out of here, see? I told him I could preach on this till we leave. Read on, brother.
From such, withdraw thyself.
Withdraw thyself.
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Listen to that. Godly with what? Contentment is what? Great gain. That's what great gain. Godly with what? Contentment. Ain't got to be lusting at nobody else's house. Ain't got to cover your Cadillac. Be content. I just told you may not have what they got. Are you suffering for anything? No. Be what? Content. If you can do better, what? Do better. If you want to buy your brick house, a house on the hill, cost $900,000, that's your business. But don't you just cover because somebody else got it. You're getting your own self messed up. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. That covetousness. Covetousness means somebody else got something I want. Be content. That's godliness. Paul said, I have learned. Look like Paul, he the one who wrote through 2/3 of the whole New Testament and didn't have nothing when he found Jesus. When he had Jesus, before he found Jesus, he was tough. May have been a millionaire. I don't know what happened, but I know one thing. When he found Jesus, when Jesus found him, he gave up everything. And then he come, I don't learn how to be empty. That means he didn't have nothing. He the one wrote the Bible. I don't learn how to be empty. I know how to act. I don't act crazy. I still go to church. I still pray. I still say hallelujah. And when I get something, I don't look down on nobody. I don't learn. Read read on, brother.
For we brought nothing into this world.
Listen at that. Listen at that now.
And it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Now you see how you're condemning riches, don't you? You didn't bring nothing here. You come here buck naked. You're going to leave him buck naked. I mean buck naked. You ain't bring nothing in this world. And you ain't going to take nothing out of this world. Somebody else going to use it. Come on, tell my folks, oh, there's no women good at packing up their gowns and brand new gowns and shoes for a rainy day. All right. Kick the bucket. Kick the bucket. That man gonna find him another wife. She gonna wear them shoes, buddy. She gonna sleep in them gowns, bro. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Men's get married quick. Men get married quick. Kick the bucket and see. Wish them these things around here. Better use them. They better be you. Because God gave them to you. Sometimes I tell them, got all kind of money in the bank. Just got all kinds, just packing it up, ain't getting God heals, and come to church, but you dress all one-sided, and old walked-over shoes, and got all that money. Well, the money going to somebody. God give you that money to take care of your crazy self. Walk around like a tramp. Somebody else go spend the money. Save the money for my little Jimmy, my little Mary. Mary doing fine. Jimmy own a store in California. And here you right eating sardines and all that mess. And pork and beans. Get you a good meal. You got money in the bank. Who you saving it for? I don't talk. Somebody else gonna what? Spin it. Somebody else gonna use it. I got 3 more minutes. Come on. Read it. Go on, come on.
For and having food and raiment. Let us be there with content.
No, start where you stopped already. Have what now?
And having food and raiment.
See, listen. I gave you what? Food. In other words, I'm taking care of you. I'm taking care of you. You ain't going lacking. That's all he said. You're not going lacking. If you were going lacking, there'd be some lacking. But you're not going lacking. No, you ain't got what they got, but you're not going lacking. I'm eating. You know what I eat. That I tell you. Come on, I ain't grinning like everybody else. I can eat one in the house and come out, hey, hallelujah. You don't know what I eat. Yes, right, man. He taking care of me. Hey, I'm laughing, but folks, you know, they do eat ones now, you know. That folks be a good dish now, I heard. I say, I heard. Paul eat a lot of stuff, you know, Paul. I'm waiting on Paul to try some wings out of the wild. He eat alligators and everything. I Paul eat everything. I stopped running with him going to eat because that Paul eat everything. Oh, Lord. Paul eat everything. He taking care of you. He taking care of you. Be content. What next I said, brother?
But they that will be rich.
Hold on. Start right there. Say it again.
But they that will be rich.
Listen.
Fall into temptation.
See there?
And a snare.
See there?
And into many foolish and hurtful lusts.
You see there?
Which what? Drown men in destruction and perdition.
Y'all see that? Folk that be rich, they will fall in a lot of temptation and lust and then destruction. You can't handle it. You get beside yourself. Stop speaking to your neighbor. Put yourself in another group. You fall in temptation. Jesus condemned rich too much in the Bible. For Jesus, I couldn't make you rich. No, he didn't. He said, the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it more. But he ain't talking about no houses and land.
That's right.
Watch this. Watch this. I got 2 more minutes. Watch this. Now, abundantly. Let's look at abundantly. What is abundant of life? I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. All right, now, what you call abundant? 10 billions? Huh? What is abundant? A lot, right, right. I'm just putting some measure. Is it 10 billion? 8 million? What is abundant? God come and give you, make you billionaire?
Yeah, right.
Listen, we say, I come to give you life that you may have what more, what? All right, then, where stop off at then? Ain't that one y'all no billionaire sitting up here? But I come to give you life that have it made what more? But he's talking about the eternal life. Abundantly. We got some of y'all waiting on us. We ain't gonna be able to look at it. So that's what he's talking about. Spiritual thing, not material thing. Oh, how much? You're through now, ain't you? Don't read that now. I'm gonna be going and get him to stand when most get gone.
For the love of money.
Listen to that.
Is the root of all evil.
Lord, have mercy.
Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith.
God,
and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
Lord, have mercy.
But thou, O man of God.
Listen to that, O man of God. Dealing with O man of God now.
Flee these things.
Flee these things.
And follow after righteousness.
This is what you're going to follow.
Godliness.
Godliness.
Faith.
Faith.
Love.
Love.
Patience.
Listen to that.
Meekness. Fight the good fight of faith.
Listen to that.
Lay hold on eternal life.
God Almighty.
Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
If Jesus come and make me rich, why he told me to flee from this stuff?
That's right.
Huh? He going against his own word then. He told me to run from this stuff. Don't be deceived, folks. Just obey God. He'll take care of you. Let us all stand.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. We finna get ready to go. Let us all stand. Glory to God. Before you walk out, we open the doors of the church, what we call open the doors of the church. That if you're lost, you can come give your life to Christ right now. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Yes. Will there be one now? Will you come? Will you come on now? If you're lost, don't walk out here lost. Give your life to Christ. Will you come now? If you don't want to be a part of this membership, we'll baptize you and give you a certificate and send you where you want to go. But don't walk out here lost. 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 Will there be another one? Don't walk out here lost. 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 If you know you're lost, don't walk out here lost. Jesus come to save you. If anybody love you, Jesus love you. Nobody can love you like Christ. As a matter of fact, he don't care what you done. All he won't know if you're tired of it. He said, come unto me all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Just come. The invitation for you. If you're tired. Now, if you're not tired, he ain't talking to you. The invitation to those who are tired of the mess. You can give it up right now. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Don't be ashamed. Don't make the devil mad. Don't make the devil mad. Come on, give your life to Christ. If anybody will come by Christian experience, you may come by letter, you may come. But don't walk out here lost. You're going to need Jesus. You're going to need Christ for your personal Savior. Will there be another one? Will you come? Will there be another one? Will you come? Will there be another one? You may be seated, and we finna go now. When I see, we finna go. We finna go. If y'all gotta go, y'all gotta go. Y'all can go now. Okay? Y'all gotta go. Y'all can go. Hallelujah. Will there be another one? 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 Hallelujah. Joy, peace, deliverance. Will there be another one? He's all you need. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will you come? Will you come? Thank you, Jesus. The Lord love you. If anybody love you, Jesus love you. If anybody love you, Jesus love you. I say, if anybody love you, Jesus love you. He come to die for your sin. He come to die for your sin. He loved you. Oh, he just loved you. You just don't know how he loved you. He want to save you if you're lost. He can't save you except you come. Hallelujah. Don't die in your sin. Don't die in your sin. Don't die in your sin.